Tanya for Chav Dalet Tammuz, 24th of Tammuz, is in Perek Vov, chapter 6 of the Igeres HaTshuva. The Alter Rebbe is explaining why it is that a person who commits a sin for which the punishment is Kares or Misa B'dei Shamayim lives out his life, lives a long life and a pleasant life when by virtue of the punishment he's supposed to die either before the age of 50 or before the age of 60. So the Alter Rebbe explains that in the olden days, when people were on a higher level, the life of the body came only from the godly soul. The body lived off the godly soul. And that's why when a person committed a sin for which there is kadosh, then the life force, the flow of life, that came from God to the neshama, which is the chevel, the rope that connects the neshama to God, was severed, obstructed, and therefore the body couldn't live past 50 or 60 years. Today, when a person receives life for his body, not only from his godly soul, but also from the animal soul, from klipa, even if the godly soul is cut off, the person can live from klipa. From the external life. So originally the Alter Rebbe explained the verse Yankiv Chevel Nachalosei to mean that the connection between the neshama as it comes down into this world with God is this rope made up of 613 strands. So the Rebbe describes it as one end of the rope. The head of the rope is connected above, and the end of the rope reaches down below. So the head of the rope is above and the end of the rope is below. The end of the rope meaning the end of the line of descent where the neshama comes down into this world, and the life nechayis flows to it from above to the end, to the final stage of the descent of the neshama into this world. Now the Alter Rebbe is saying that the person who sins is receiving life from klipa like other animals, like animals. In fact, not only like animals, but even more than the animals. And this is what he explains in today's Tanya. Hine yankiv chevel nachalosei ksiv. It says in the pasuk, yankiv chevel nachalosei. The Rebbe, Zal Gesundheim, points out the Alter Rebbe writes Yankiv Chevel Nachalosei Ksiv as if it's a whole new subject, as if he's introducing it for the first time. And that's because he wants to emphasize that he's deriving a completely different lesson from this pasuk than the one that he explained in the previous Pedic. In the previous Pedic, it's talking about the Neshama coming down to the end of its line into this world, into the body. And here he's talking about how through a sin a person can bring down into klipa godliness. Derech moshel kimei hachevel shevei she'echad lemaila vezei she'hasheni lemato. As for example, a rope where one head of the rope is above and the other head is below. See, here he doesn't say the end of the rope. There are two heads. Because here he's not talking about the neshama coming down when it reaches the end of the rope, but rather he's talking about how one end of the rope affects the other end. So it's like they're both heads. They both influence each other. Im yim she'chadon b'zei she'hasheni, the person will tug on the second end, on the second head, the bottom. Yinane yavi yim shech achadov gamrei she'harishim. He will shake and move and draw down the other end as well. For as much as you can drag it, as much as it can move. In other words, one end affects the other end. The same is also true of the source of the neshama and its origin, which is the lower hay, the hay of speech, through which the neshama comes down, who mam shechomedid hashpa also, When a person sins, when he tugs on the end of the rope that is below, he draws down that energy, that flow of God's breath, al yedei ma'aseh ha'rayim ma'aseh, through his bad deeds and through his bad thoughts, he drags down the godliness at teich hecholeis hasitra acher kiviyachol. He drags it down into the place of unholiness. Shemishoa mikabu machshaveisa v'maisa. How can he drag it down to a place lower than himself? So the Rebbe says, because he is mikabu machshaveisa v'maisa from there. The energy of these bad thoughts and bad actions comes from the klipa. So since he is being mekabel from the klipa, he's placing the klipa above himself, and he is below it, so he drags the hashpah that comes to him as part of that rope that comes down to him, to his neshama, he drags it into the klipa by putting the klipa above himself and receiving the motivation from the klipa. Umipnei shehu hamamshich lahem hashpah. And since he is the one who is providing this additional energy for Klipa, this godliness that he's dragging into Klipa, lochein hu neitel chelek bereish. That's why he gets the first portion. He gets first claim. And although it can't go on forever, it's only a temporary thing, because a Jew can't live off of the makif. A Jew can't live off the external light. He has to receive from the internal, but in the meantime, it keeps him alive. Zehu shamer dezal, ein biyadeinu, le mishal v'sarashoyim, etc. The sages say that we don't have the explanation as to why the wicked prosper. The Alter Rebbe says, biyadeinu dafke, we don't have. Claim it. Bisman ha-golus achar ha-churban, in the time of golus after the churban, that the person who commits the sin of kodesh doesn't die before the age of 50, the way it was during the time of the Beis Hamikdash. So in the hands of those who live after the golus and churban, we don't have the explanation. We don't see how the wicked fail. We see instead how the wicked prosper. But in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, the neshama was cut off and the body died. Zui b'chinas galus hashchina kiviyachol, and this is the meaning of galus hashchina, that the shchina is taken into galus through our avedas, through our sins, v'hashpi alei cholos hasitra achra shesona nafshe yisbarich, that God, through our sins, God is forced, so to speak, to give more life to Klipa, which God despises. But when a person does a proper tshuva, azay mesalik mehem ha'ashpa shehimshich b'maisav ha'machshaveisav, he takes back, he reclaims that godliness that he had brought through his bad deeds and thoughts to the Klipa, and he redeems them and raises it back up to Kedusha. Because through his returning, he also returns the Shechina to its proper place, back to Kedusha, out of the Klipa. Zehu Tshuva, which is the Hei Tator, Mubchinas Golos. You're returning, bringing back the Hei Tator, Toshu Hei. Bringing back the Shechina, bringing back the lower Hei, which is the breath of God's mouth that had gotten dragged into Klipa, you're now bringing it back to Kedusha. That God returns with your return. When the person does tshuva, that brings God back to where he wants to be. Klemat im shivuscha, not along with your returning, but when you return, your returning returns him as well. As the Gemara points out, it doesn't say that he will return you. that he will come back, he himself has to come back. The Eibishter has to come back, and he comes back through the Jew coming back. Since the Golus HaShchinah was caused by the person's Aveda, so the Geula of the Shchinah is caused by the person's Tshuva. In Hayom Yom for the 24th of Tammuz, the Rebbe writes, Mepizgomei HaTzemach Tzedek. This is one of the sayings of the Tzemach Tzedek. Apnimi is, as bet na brach af aveda, it is al yishu bedivei hevel. By apnimi, asking a bracha that he should be successful in aveda, in serving God, is to the pnimi a vain prayer, a vain bracha. Like it says that Pharaoh said concerning the Jews, after Moshe came to ask to leave, Pharaoh said, let them not pay attention to vain words. When Esdav Zayn, Tichbad Ha'aveda Al Ha'anoshim. And instead, by the Pnimi, he feels that the work has to be heavy on the people. The work meaning the Aveda. The Aveda has to come through personal effort, and not through a bracha from a Rebbe.